was a cab driver, and I stop, and this woman gets in the cab, and she looks at me, and she says, "Are you cute?" I say, "What are you talking about? Where do you want to go?" And she says, "I want to go to Flatbush." And we start to drive. And she says, "What's your name?" I say, "Jean-Paul." I say, "What's your name?" And she says, "Marie." I say, "What do you do?" She says, "I design clothes, women's clothes." I say, "Oh, that's nice." She says, "Yes, you'd like to see my clothes?" I say, "What are you talking about, lady? I take you to Flatbush." She said, "Oh, yeah, you're taking me to Flatbush, but maybe you're taking me further." I say, "I don't know what you talk about, lady." She says, "How about a cup of coffee, and we can talk. I'll tell you what I'm talking about." So we get to her apartment, and we go upstairs. And she says, "Look around. You see anything you like?" I say, "Yeah, I like you." She says, "I was hoping you'd say that." She says, "Come into this room." So I go into her room. There's a bedroom. And matter of fact, there's hardly any space to stand around the bed. The room is not so big, but the bed is so big that there's no room. So I say, "Hey, how'd you get the bed in here? What's important is what you're going to do in the bed now you're here." I say, "Okay, if you want to put it that way, I understand what you say. But how come you're not romantic or anything?" She said, "Hey, for you, I light a candle. You like that?" I said, "All right, that's something. How about some music?" She says, "What, you need all these special things? You're not going to be able to perform?" I said, "What are you talking about performing? Not a dancer, not a singer?" She say, "No, I'm not talking about the dancing or singing. I'm talking about in the bed." I say, "Look, you can put the music on or you cannot put the music on. I don't care. All I need is the candle. You put the candle on, I get romantic, then I do what you want." She said, "What do you mean I want? I know what you want." I say, "You can't read my mind. You don't know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking something different from what you're thinking." She said, "What do you think I'm thinking?" I say, "I don't know what you're thinking. What do you think I'm thinking?" She said, "I don't care what you're thinking. I only know one thing, that I want you right now in the bed without the clothes on." I say, "Boy, you work fast. Aren't you hungry? Don't you want to have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or something?" She say, "What, you want to be my husband or something? You want me to serve you? I just want a little bit of pleasure." I say, "Pleasure? Now you talk about something I understand. Put the candle and we talk about pleasure." So she make me a cup of coffee.
I can't remember how it goes after that. But anyway, I remember it ends up, "Here comes a candle to light you to bed.